Welcome to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino, brought to you by Financial Residency. John owns Contract Diagnostics and is an expert on physician contract negotiation and compensation review. If you have an idea for a podcast or a question you would like for him to answer on one of his shows, please email podcast@financialresidency.com. Now grab your cup of Java and get ready for Coffee and Contracts with John Appino.
Large medical conferences, they're fun. I just was at the American College of Cardiology's annual convention in Atlanta. Hey, everybody, I'm John at Contract Diagnostics, and I'm sure everybody goes to conferences. You guys have CME to keep up. You need to go to conferences. Now, I suppose you could do them online, as we saw, of course, a big shift to that in 2020 and 2021. But we're back to large, major, big conferences. And I haven't been to a large conference like this in many, many years. And so I was invited by the American College of Cardiology to go to their annual conference and give presentations. It was in Atlanta this year. So a great, nice city with beautiful weather and a beautiful downtown. And we flew to Atlanta and Anu met me there. Jennifer came up from Florida. Selena came down. And we had a wonderful time at the ACC conference. We gave two talks. One was on renegotiating your contract, of course. And the other one was what we had seen post-pandemic for compensation structures, particularly, of course, to cardiology, because that was the conference. So I mention this because, number one, we have great content out there. If anybody needs a talk on either of those topics, we have fantastic decks. We can change it from cardiology to endocrinology or to orthopedic surgery if your folks need it. But I say it because we had a wonderful time at the conference, but we had a chance to interact with a lot of people, both at our presentations and just walking through the booth. We also did an Ask Me Anything session where we had many, many people stop by the booth, sometimes in big groups, and ask us lots of questions. And I don't know how many questions we answered in our hour and a half AMA or Q&A session, if you will. But I got to sit on a lot of different topics, a lot of different presentations, answer a lot of different questions from the physicians. And one thing remains is that the process from when do you start looking for a job? When do you get somebody like Contract Diagnostics involved? What are the timings for those things? What if you want to interview at three different places and you get the offers at three different times? How do you handle that situation? What if you sign a job and you like the job and the contract's just automatically renewing and you haven't had any updates? What if you and your partners, we talked to groups of 8, a group of 20, and a group of 60 plus cardiologists, and they all had the same story. Their contract hadn't been updated in too many years. And they felt that although they were earning a lot of money, that they weren't earning fair money. And I use the example of Patrick Mahomes, the famous football player from Kansas City and multiple ring Super Bowl champion. I said, if he made $10 million playing football, is that good? Now, I could say $10 million is an awful lot of money to make for any job, let alone playing football in a year. However, if Patrick Mahomes made $10 million, he would be underpaid. So remember, there's always a difference between making a lot of money and being paid fairly. And we talked to a lot of cardiologists who made very good money, but they felt that they weren't being compensated as they should be. They want advice with how do you go to the employer? What are the things that you talk about? One physician that we had talked with had 32 published studies last year alone. And he had, I forget what it's called, an R01 grant, I think it was a couple of years ago. So he's a highly decorated physician. And there's no data set that tells that story. And so that's what we're here for at Contract Diagnostics, to listen to you, to understand your story, and then to back in and customize a discussion and a comp plan for you. We tell you how to have that conversation with the employer, whether it's you or whether it's your group. We're here to help with those things. And nothing came out of the meeting more so than that our service is needed. And share with your friends, share with your colleagues, if you're in a group setting, that we are here as an educational resource. We have lectures on our website. They're scheduled maybe once a quarter. You can sign up for those. There's no charge. And it's not a sales pitch. It's not branded. It's just information for you. We do education at these conferences. We meet with many residency programs on an annual basis and provide free, for the most part, unbranded content. We do have a slide on our last page with my email address or Dr. Catherine's if she's giving the talk or a news or Jennifer's or whomever else is giving that particular talk. But we're here to help you all. And nothing came out of the conference more than saying, that there's a lot of questions out there around this. And it makes sense. Cardiologists get training on their craft in lots of different ways. I could imagine how complicated some of their job role is. And you do as well, whether you're a cardiologist or a surgeon or something else. So you don't get training on this, which is why we are here. So the ACC conference was a blast. If you go to a conference, see what kind of booths are there. Check out the vendors. Look into the educational aspects, of course. And if there is a gap in a contract compensation discussions or contract renegotiations or what's changed since the pandemic for your particular specialty, feel free to bring us in next year. We'd love to give an educational talk at your conference and provide value to many physicians. So thanks to the ACC and all the cardiologists out there. And again, I'm John, and we are here to help.
Thank you for listening to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino. If you need a contract reviewed or want to know if you're being paid fairly, go to contractdiagnostics.com. See you next time.